intro music 10 seconds of a slightly melancholic classical piano piece.
Host, hello and welcome to the GCSE English Literature Study Guide, your go-to resource for acing your exams. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the great classics of English literature, Charles Dickens' Great Expectations. This is a text that rewards close study, and in the next 10 minutes, we'll be equipping you with the key knowledge and exam techniques to unlock those top marks. We'll explore the core themes, analyze Dickens's methods, and I'll even share some insider tips from an examiner's perspective. So grab a notebook and let's get started.
Transition music, a brief, thoughtful musical phrase.
Host. So what is Great Expectations all about? At its heart, it's a Bildungsroman, a novel that traces the psychological and moral growth of its protagonist from childhood to young adulthood. Our protagonist is Pip, an orphan raised in the bleak Kent marshes. His life is changed forever by two encounters, one with an escaped convict, Magwitch, and another with the eccentric and wealthy Miss Havisham and her beautiful but cruel ward, Estella. These encounters ignite in Pip a powerful ambition to rise above his humble origins and become a gentleman. When he mysteriously receives a large fortune from an anonymous benefactor, he moves to London to begin his new life. But as Pip navigates the complexities of high society, he learns that wealth and status do not guarantee happiness or moral worth. The novel is a powerful critique of the Victorian class system and a profound exploration of guilt, love, and what it truly means to be a gentleman. Examiners are looking for candidates to engage with this central journey. You'll gain credit for tracing Pip's development, particularly his snobbery, and later his remorse. A key technique to analyze is Dickens's use of the retrospective first-person narrative. The story is told by the older, more mature Pip looking back on his younger self. This creates a powerful sense of irony, as the narrator often critiques the foolishness and moral failings of his youth. For example, when the young Pip feels ashamed of his honest, kind-hearted guardian, Joe Gargery, the older Pip's narrative voice is filled with regret. Marks are awarded for spotting this dual perspective. Let's talk about setting. The two most important settings are the Kent Marshes and Satis House. The marshes, with their mists and desolate landscapes, mirror Pip's initial isolation and fear. Satis House, on the other hand, is a symbol of decay and frustrated ambition. The name itself is ironic. Satis means enough in Latin, yet the house is a place of profound dissatisfaction. Miss Havisham has stopped all the clocks at 20 to 9, the exact moment she was jilted at the altar. This single detail is a gift for analysis. It's a powerful symbol of her desire to stop time and live in the past. When you're analyzing the extract in the exam, look for these symbolic details in the setting and link them to the character's psychology. That's where the high marks are found.
Transition music.
Host. Now for some crucial exam tips. The OCR paper requires you to analyze a given extract and link it to the wider novel. A common mistake is to treat the extract in isolation. You must make seamless links. A good strategy is to identify a key theme or character in the extract, and then use that as a springboard to discuss other parts of the novel. For example, if the extract features Pip's snobbery towards Joe, you can link this to his later realization of Joe's true worth after Magwitch's return. This shows the examiner you have a holistic understanding of the text. Another pitfall to avoid is context bolting. Don't just drop in random facts about Victorian England. Your contextual points must be integrated into your argument. For instance, instead of just saying Dickens was interested in the penal system, you could argue that Dickens uses the character of Magwitch, a transported convict, to critique the brutal injustices of the Victorian penal system, which often punished the desperate and vulnerable more harshly than the privileged. See the difference? The second version links the context directly to the writer's purpose and a specific character. That's AO3 gold. Remember the command words. Starting with this extract, explore means you must give equal weight to the extract and the rest of the novel. A good rule of thumb is to spend about half your time on the extract and half on your wider points. Use pivot words like similarly, in contrast, or this theme is developed further when to connect your paragraphs smoothly.
Sound of a ticking clock, then a gentle chime.
Host. All right, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question and you can pause the podcast to answer. Ready?
1. What is the literary term for a novel that follows the development of its main character?
Pause.
A Bildungsroman.
2. What are the 3 key assessment objectives for this question?
Pause.
AO1, your personal critical response. AO2, analysis of language, form, and structure. And AO3, context.
3. Name two symbolic settings in the novel and what they represent.
Pause.
The marshes, representing isolation and danger, and Satis House, representing decay and broken dreams. 4. Who is Pip's secret benefactor?
Pause.
The convict, Abel Magwitch. How did you do? If you got all four, you're well on your way. If not, don't worry. That's what retrieval practice is for.
Transition music. Host, to sum up, Great Expectations is a novel about one man's journey to understand the true nature of wealth, class, and morality. To succeed in the exam, you must get to grips with the dual narrative voice of Pip, analyze Dickens' powerful use of symbolism and setting, and integrate your contextual knowledge purposefully. Don't just describe what happens, analyze how and why Dickens crafts his story in a particular way. Focus on the writer's methods, and you'll be thinking like a top band candidate. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to the GCSE English Literature Study Guide. Join us next time for more tips and analysis to help you on your journey to exam success. Outro music, the same classical piano piece fading out.